Christians to worship and the study of God's Word. This is today's Modern Worship on WMIE FM 91.5.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I am Pastor Paul Esposito, the senior pastor here of Island Community Church, along with my associate pastor, Darren Solano. We greet you here. God bless you. Happy Friday to you. Thank God it is Friday. And thank you for spending 30 minutes of your Friday with us here. This radio program, WGOD, is brought to you by the good people of Island Community Church. We invite you to attend one of our services, maybe this Sunday. If you guys are free, we would love to see you. Sunday is the Lord's Day, and I invite you to attend services on the Lord's Day here at Island. We are located at 1000 North Bonetta River Drive, Merritt Island. We meet at 10:30 on Sunday. My sermon this week is out of Romans chapter 6. We're going through Romans verse by verse on Sunday mornings. And I believe my sermon is entitled, Have You Died Yet? We're in, starting in verse 1 here in chapter 6. I invite you this Sunday, if you're new to the area, or if you're looking for a new church, or if you're sick and tired that the church that you're going to doesn't use a Bible, or if you don't need a Bible where you're going to church, I invite you to come to our church where you need a Bible, and if you don't have one, I will be glad to give you one. I collect Bibles. That's my passion. I would love to give you one if you are in need of one, because that's what we do at Island Community Church. We let the Word of God speak, and then we do what He says. He says, if you love me, keep my commands, and that's what we set out to do. And thank God His Holy Spirit gives us the power and the ability to do the things that He commands us to do. We're in Revelation chapter 13. These are some of the things you hear on WGOD. I'm going through the book of Revelation verse by verse, semi-live here behind this microphone. And then you hear the Sunday sermons. And so you're hearing alternating programs between the book of Romans and the book of Revelation. We're going to look today, we're going to single out this false prophet. Let me read the entire text to you first from the New King James, or from a smorgasbord of translations. Revelation chapter 13, starting in verse 11. And I saw another beast come. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we just worship you through your Son, Jesus Christ, in the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray for wisdom now at this time. Speak to us through your word. Help us to understand this important text on this false prophet that's going to be on the scene whenever you declare it. Help us to know and understand. Help us to perceive the spiritual truths we're going to look at here today. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, now we're ready to go on. And I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke like a dragon. And he exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence, and he causes the earth and those that dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. And he performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceives those that dwell on the earth by those signs which were granted to him to do in the sight of the beast, saying to those who dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. And he had power to give breath, or that King James says he had a power to give life to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except he who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast. The ESV says solve. Solve. Figure it out. Not only that, he commands you to figure it out. Let him who has understanding solve the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. Or my original New King James Version here says, for it is the number of man, and his number is 666, or 666. That's where we're at here today. This famous false prophet. I've got a handout because I preached this sermon in our church a year or two back. And I have a handout that's already filled out that has a list of 10 things concerning the false prophet. If you would like that, I can make a copy of this, send it to you. My email address is elected77@gmail.com. I will send it to you. Elected, like an elected official, ELECTED 77@gmail.com. I'll send you this list. Share it. Share it with your family. Tuck it away in your Bible. God's got a lot to say about this guy. You know more about him than he knows about himself. You know everything about this guy. As the Lord looked at someone and knew their thoughts, even the Apostle Peter did the same, you as well can share, you as well. You can know more about this guy than he knows about himself. Look at these things. Let me read through this list here. So we're looking at this false prophet. Revelation chapter 19, verse 20 calls him that. That's not our interpretation, you know, of understand the symbol, understand the book. Yes, when this guy meets his doom, the Bible literally calls him the false prophet. So we know who he is. We know what he is. So that helps you understand the symbol, understand the book. When you see beast here in chapter 13, you can understand it's a man because he's going to die like a man. He's supernatural, but he's going to be thrown into the lake of fire. So we're not far-fetched when we call beast a man. Like the first beast, when he said, I saw a beast coming up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns. We see that we can label or put the label of man on this guy and on these guys. He's a man. He's going to die. Supernatural? Yes. But is he going to die like all the disobedient angels? Yes. They're reserved for annihilation, for the end of the age. They're in chains of darkness, waiting for the call. So, Revelation 19:20 calls him the false prophet. Jesus gives us strict warnings of the false prophet in the Gospels. He says to beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. It's Matthew 7:15. How do you identify a false prophet? By what they do. How do you identify any false prophet out here in the world today? By what they believe and teach about Jesus. Jesus is always the go-to man, the go-to place to understand any doctrine that anyone is speaking to you. What do they believe and teach about the Son of God? Here's another one, Matthew 24:24. For false Christs and false prophets will arise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. And he says, see, I've told you beforehand, the Lord Jesus has a lot to say about the false prophet. He has given us every detail that we need to know about this guy. Now, I've got a list of 10, which we're going to go through here in this sermon. The false prophet. Who is he? What's his significance? How does he fit into end times? Now that we've just, what we've just read about sums everything up about this guy, what the Lord Jesus says about him. False Christs, that's the first half of chapter 13 here in Revelation. False Christ, he says, and false prophets, that's the second half here of what we're looking at, will rise up, show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even you. That is, even the seasoned believer, if it was possible, would be deceived because of the things that this guy is able to do. The Apostle Paul wrote this. He says, "For the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all powers, signs, and lying wonders." Think about it, a lying wonder. Well, the man who does and performs these lying wonders is none other than the false prophet of Revelation chapter 13. Not the false teacher, not the false heretic, not the false apostle, but the false prophet. What does he say, right? "Thus saith the Lord," right? False prophet. "Two horns like a lamb, but speaks like a dragon." Oh, man, understand the symbol. You're going to understand the book. Two horns like a lamb. Who is the reference to the lamb in the Bible? You all know that. "Behold, here he comes, takes away the sins of the world. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. Two horns like a lamb, but speaks like a dragon." If you want to check again to understand what dragon means, flip back one chapter to chapter 12, and the Bible explicitly and literally and in plain English calls the dragon, that serpent of old called Diablos and Satanus, who deceives the whole world. So what part does he play at the end of the world or the end of the age? Well, this false prophet is the one personally responsible for forcing people to take the mark of the beast. Or like I now like to say, since I understand now more, since COVID and everything that's happened here in this country, we could say forcing people to obey the government, or better yet, he causes people to obey the government. See, because this is going to be a one-world government here at this time. So he forces people to obey the government. See, this is an economic mark. He says, so that no one can buy and no one can sell. And, you know, COVID was a dry run for this kind of stuff. Around the world, we've seen it in action. No one can buy, no one can sell, unless you either had a mask, you had to have a mask, you couldn't buy without, you couldn't buy in public without doing what the government said. You had to wear a mask to go into the supermarket. You couldn't buy without doing what the government says. Sell. You owned a business. You weren't going to sell unless if you did what the government said you had to do. You had to space out your seats. You had to do this. You had to erect plexiglass. The point is, we've seen this in action where you had to do what the government said in order to buy or in order to sell. Now, this is a dry run to see how are you doing when the government forces you to do something in order to buy or in order to sell. They force you to wear a mask. They want to force you to get a vaccine. What do you do? What did you do? You see, the thing is, if you fail this, this is a dry run to help you be a better person. If you failed this test, now let me say what constitutes failure. I would say this. Look, if you felt compelled that you needed to wear a mask for your own safety, then that's fine. Wear a mask for your own safety. However, if you did these things because the government forced you to, or compelled you to do these because the government forced you to do it, then I would humbly say, friend, that you failed this test. But the good news is if you fail this test, this COVID slash government test, the good news is, like the proverb says, a righteous man picks himself up seven times. You can pick yourself up. You can dust yourself off and say to yourself, you know, you got, it's one of my favorite sayings, you got me once on this, but you're not going to get me again. You got me once, but you're not going to get me again the second time. The government's not going to force me to do something in order to buy or in order to sell. You see, for 2,000 years, we've never seen something like this, where you can see these scripture verses in action here right now among us here in 2025. So this false prophet is the one personally responsible for forcing people to take the mark. Also, he is the one who will deceive everyone into thinking he's legit, especially the Jewish people, hence the name false prophet. He's not a false plumber. He's not a false apostle. He's not a false god. He's a false prophet speaking for God. Look at what this guy does. Calls fire down out of heaven. When was the last time you Christians out there remember someone calling fire down out of heaven? There's only one person I can remember who called fire down out of heaven. Elijah. Now, in my opinion, I think the false prophet is going to call himself Elijah. And not only that, I believe the real Elijah is one of the two witnesses. So here you are. You're in the last, here we are, the last 3.5 years of the tribulation. And on earth at the same time, you've got the real Elijah, perhaps, as one of the two witnesses. And you have the counterfeit Elijah as the false prophet on the earth at the same time. And the counterfeit one can point to the word of God and say, I'm the real one. How's that? He goes to Malachi chapter 4, verse 5, where he says, behold, he can put his little index finger there and point to it. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. He will turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. The false prophet is the one that can point to the Bible and say, you see, that's me. This is why Jesus says, be careful of this guy. Above all, watch out for this guy. Powers, signs, lying wonders. The hand is quicker than the eye. David Copperfield making an elephant vanish under a sheet. Powers, signs, lying wonders. For false Christs and false prophets will arise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even you, Mr. and Mrs. Christian. Man, oh man, what a time to be alive. Could you imagine that? Meditate on that this Friday. The real Elijah and the fake Elijah on the earth at the same time. It reminds me of Elijah with the prophets of Baal, or Moses and Aaron with the Janus and Jambers matching miracle for miracle, throwing a rod down and it becoming a snake. Miracle against miracle, and these evil guys able to match them for a little bit. This is what this reminds me of. The real Elijah and the fake Elijah. It reminds me of the old TV show, To Tell the Truth. I got to ask the question, will the real Elijah please stand up? Chilling to think that the false Elijah is the one that can point to the Bible and say, you see, that's me. And to prove it to you, the false Elijah is going to call fire down out of heaven. That's why Jesus says, man, oh man, you better watch out for this guy here. Better watch out for this guy. for the things that he is going to do, the things he's going to have the power to do. He's going to be granted. He's granted. And he's not granted by Satan. He's not granted by no devil to give life to the image of the beast. He's granted by God. God expects you to know the difference. He expects you to know when you see someone sitting as God in the temple of God that it's not God. He's going to say that he is. Those that know the word of God won't be deceived, because Jesus is coming back in the clouds and every eye will see him. And the problem is, it says all the tribes of the earth are going to wail. Even so, amen. That's not going to be my response when he comes back. How about yours? Are you going to rejoice when Jesus comes back, or are you going to wail? Those that are going to wail, you see, are going to look up. They're going to look down and see 666 on their hands, and they're going to wail because they got duped by this false prophet who called fire down out of heaven, who deceived you into obeying the government to do and receive their plan for you to buy or sell, because you got duped by this guy. He's the duper, the great duper. The super duper is the false prophet. He's here to dupe you and your children. Read this to your kids every night as a bedtime story before they go to bed, because I think they're the terminal generation. Man, oh man, this is tomorrow's newspaper. Try delivering tomorrow's newspaper to your kids here tonight and every day so that they memorize this text. When someone calls fire down out of heaven, run the other way, not towards them. That's why I run away when I hear of services of people, oh, I'm going to call down fire tonight. You're calling down fire? I'm running the other way. I'm not running to you, because the next one that calls fire down out of heaven is going to be the super duper, not the Lord Jesus. He's not calling fire down out of heaven. He's already done. You've got all the evidence you need to believe. What's required of you now is to call on the name of the Lord. Don't be duped by this super duper who's going to dupe everyone. That's why everyone's going to wail when he comes back, because they've been duped by the false prophet. Now let's go back, and we're going to resume this on Monday. Yeah, I know this guy gets me excited, because I love to expose him, because the Bible's got so much to say. All right, now we got a list here, a list of 10. This will probably play for a couple days. You can download this later. Go to the WMIEFM.com or do it from your phone. Download this app for WMIE or WWBC, and you'll find this program up there numbered here amongst the on-demand, the false prophet. I will label this the super duper, so you'll know what it is when you go to download this and share this video with a friend. The super duper is a list of 10 things God wants you to know about this guy so that you won't be duped like the 6 billion people out here that are going to be when this happens. So we're going to go through all 10, however long this takes. We don't have much time left on this Friday. Let's start with verse 11. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke like a dragon. So, point number one on this list of 10, the super duper, this false prophet, will be a counterfeit Christian. Funny to see, interesting to see. There's still Christians around. Why would you be surprised at that? The saints are given into his. He says he will wear out the saints. Daniel wrote in Daniel chapter 7, he will wear out the saints of the Most High. The saints will be given into his hand for 3.5 years. Whoever that is, I don't know. All I know is that, well, we'll move on here from there. So point number one, let me finish my sentence. All I know, Jesus said, to everyone out here who overcomes, I will give to them some of the hidden manna to eat, which you know not of. Jesus is going to take care of his own if you find yourself alive out here. He who loves his life will lose it, he says. He who hates his life will keep it unto eternal life. That's the John 12:25 test. We always have to be able to pass. So point number one, counterfeit Christian. The false prophet is a counterfeit Christian. He has two horns like a lamb, but he speaks like a dragon. A servant of God on the outside, apparently, but an evil seed on the inside. Remember what Jesus said, beware false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly, he said, they are ravenous wolves. You see, look, you must leave room for deception at the end of the age. The false prophet, he's going to say, when we get to Monday's program, he deceives those that dwell on the earth. Remember my definition of deceive? It's to think that something is something while something is actually something else. He deceives those that dwell on the earth. He's got two horns like a lamb. I think he's going to point to the Bible and say, I'm Elijah. And to prove it, I'm going to call fire down out of heaven. In Monday's program, we're going to see he's got the ability, the power. He's been granted the ability to give life. We'll have to pick it up there. Man, oh, man, what an exciting study this is going to be. Look for that program there, the Super Duper here. You can download that podcast. You'll find it on there on the or else if you have the app, you can on your podcast. Search and subscribe to this podcast, which is WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. And this will populate that feed here immediately. The Super Duper, that's the false prophet. That's where we're at. From the looks of things, we're going to be spending some time here next week as well. God bless everyone. Have a great weekend. Hopefully we'll see you here in God's house Sunday morning at 10:30. If not, look for that video on the YouTube. That sermon will be on the radio sometime next week, but we're looking at this false prophet. We'll be back here Monday with more on this guy here. Until then, hey, you're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.